Studying weather maps, yellow splotches indicated winds over 45 miles per hour. Red patches showed those blowing more than 55 miles per hour. The chief mate said, "It's okay to be in the mustard. We just need to stay out of the ketchup." For the next few days, it was pure ketchup. The ship swayed back and forth, listing 40 degrees and battered by 50-foot waves. Below deck, fuel sloshed in the tanks, splashing through ceiling crevices and filling the ship with diesel fumes. A plastic drum tethered to the wall broke free, coating the floor in vegetable oil that bled in the cabins below. Half the crew was seasick. It was like working on an elevator that suddenly dropped and climbed 6 stories every 10 seconds. A coin inside a washing machine, a ping pong ball in a bathtub, a driver in a demolition derby. Because you can't see much outside, you never quite know when the next wave is going to hit and how bad it will rattle the ship. So your imagination fills in the blanks. Hours of lying around your cabin can drift into days, at which point the boredom becomes a danger in itself.